Danny Werfel, Comptroller of the Office of Management and Budget, talked about the future at the Association of Government Accountants Leadership Breakfast. He mapped out the philosophy behind the change he wants to see in federal financial management and how his colleagues in both the government and the industry that supports it will have to change as well.
As we define a transformational vision for how to improve, it's only going to be acceptable if there are critical, what I call moments of truth along the way, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 18 months from now, where we're having success and victories around key things that matter to the public, such as savings and eliminating waste and producing relevant information for them to understand what's going on with government finances.
Werfel wants the federal financial management community to shift into a higher gear when it comes to doing a better job of managing the nation's finances and making those improvements happen sooner rather than later.
The worst thing you can hear is, okay, we've got an initiative that we're planning. It's going to go live 6 years from now or 5 years from now, and that'll be the first time where we'll, you know, in that five-year window, the first time where we'll actually start getting the return on our investment. I don't think we have time to invest in something that's not going to produce results more immediately than that. We have issues that need to be tackled today. We have a budget crunch that needs to be addressed today and managed today. And beyond that, if the initiative is going to take 5 years before it ever goes live and ever starts producing the results, we also have the challenge that many of the people in the room that are working on that initiative won't be here 5 years from now.
The OMB comptroller says bluntly that traditional financial reporting is no longer meeting the needs of either the government or the taxpayer, especially the strong demand for federal spending data. Werfel took pains to address what he called a little reported victory for the Treasury Department's management of the Economic Recovery Program.
The Treasury Department achieved a clean opinion with no material weaknesses on the first ever audit of the TARP program, which is really a remarkable achievement when you think about and really tells you how far we've come as a government in financial management. It took 5 or 6 years for some major agencies, and then some of our agencies still haven't even achieved a clean audit opinion generally. Here you have a $700 billion program, which is larger than most federal agencies, an extremely complex program with a complex array of financial transactions and interrelationships with different markets associated with this program. It's in existence for the first time. A new office is set up to do it. The first financial statements on the program are ever being prepared, and the first audit of those financial statements are ever taking place. And for us, in that very first year, to achieve a clean opinion with no material weakness really needs to be looked at as a major critical success story for financial management and where we've come.
Werfel went on to say that the timely success of the TARP program and audit suggests that improvements can also be made and must be made in the way that federal agencies modernize their financial management systems.
It is no longer unusual, unfortunately, for a financial system deployment in the government to take 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. We've seen them take longer than a decade in some situations. The costs are going up, $300 million, $500 million, $800 million, and unfortunately we've seen some of the systems costs exceed $1 billion in some cases. This is a problem. We do not believe that it should be as expensive or take as long to deploy these systems. When it takes that long, and it creates a catch-22, a technology gap, because if you are taking 6 or 7 years to deploy a technology that you purchased in 2005, then in 2011 that technology is likely out of date, and it'll be very soon that you have to upgrade again, and so the cycle starts all over. And we have to break that cycle.
Instead, Werfel says he would like to see financial management system modernization scaled down and fit to the needs of an agency.
I think one of the major causes of this environment is that we build too many requirements into what we're trying to do. There's a little bit of impulse buying. We're not on a strong diet in terms of the requirements. So you get a bunch of people in the room to start figuring out what our new modern system needs to do, and you move past the need and into the want. Our approach here is to put us back into a tougher diet in terms of requirements. Make sure that we're modernizing only to fix the things that we absolutely need to fix, because for two reasons. One, the nice-to-haves complicate the modernization and lead to suboptimal results. And secondly, this is not a time for nice-to-haves. The environment that we're in today, we have to invest only in what's critical. We no longer have a luxury of investing in the nice-to-haves. So we envision a smaller scale, quicker, incremental improvements to get at the key business needs that are needed for modernization, rather than a big, long process to fix multiple business needs all at once.
Danny Werfel also says OMB is exploring the possibility of the Treasury Department becoming a central government-wide resource for activities like issuing vendor invoices and generating financial statements, all in an effort to be more efficient and save money. And on a related note, Federal News Radio has learned that some of the functions of the old Federal Systems Integration Office, FISIO, will relocate to the new Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation at the Department of the Treasury. FISIO is expected to shut down today. At the Willard Hotel in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.